Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Roy Jankelov is talking to us from Tokyo. A very good morning to you. How are you? How's the weekend been?
Hi, good to hear. It has been great. Currently, I'm at Argentina versus Slovenia, 95-69 to Slovenia at the end of the third quarter. Yes. So the locals are respecting us very nicely, but you can feel a sense of disappointment on their part that they would really like to attend the games. And unfortunately, due to the COVID restrictions, the games are being held without spectators.
Right. And you mentioned that they had this sort of canned applause on Friday. Has that continued, and how's that working? Is it something you just get used to?
I have to tell you the truth. I have not heard that again, because in recent games, we have lots of teams who attend these games. So all these teams form a kind of fan background. So right. They're really fans here, but they're not exactly fans because they are the media and as well the delegations.
Right. In terms of the standard so far that you've seen?
Very high level. Everything is really organized, as well the procedures of getting to the stadiums and out of the stadiums. Really, really well organized.
Right, as of course we would anticipate from, as we would anticipate from Japan, we wouldn't think of anything. It would be any other way. For the first time, there was a moment of silence for the Munich massacre.
Indeed, that was a very moving moment. I had the honor of interviewing Anki Spitzer and Ilana Romano as well, immediately after that, at the opening ceremony. They were both very moved. They did not expect this to happen. And they thanked Thomas Bach, the president of the IOC, that without him, they do not think such a thing would ever have happened.
Incredible. I mean, it obviously took, 49 years or so for this to be recognized this way. But fantastic that it finally has been done.
Exactly. And Israel is very appreciative of the IOC taking this measure and acknowledging what
absolutely
happened.
So what is your plan now for the rest of today and tomorrow? What games are you going to be in, and what events are you going to be attending?
Today I'm going to attend the judo. There are two Israelis who will fight for a medal, Tohar Butvul in the men's and Timna Nelson Levy in the women's. So hopefully Israel will have another medal, of course, after Avishag Stenberg in Taekwondo.
Yes,
she won the first
bronze
medal for Israel. A 19-year-old girl on Saturday night.
Absolutely incredible. Well, we'll keep checking in with you and live your experience vicariously through you. It is 8:17. I'm Howard Feldman.